Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bunbury Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Let's take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours, welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yan Up Strong, your mob too deadly? Now, fast and furious, buckle battle crowns, new radio champions at the 2023 Manizer Mines Rodeo as crowds set new records. And there's a new radio champion in town, 18-year-old Calliope Cowboy, that is, Boston Leather, has etched his name into the records record books this weekend by winning 2023 Manizer Mines Rodeo Open Bull Ride. And he was only a cowboy to score in all three rounds in the marquee event at the legendary rodeo, and walks away with a buckle that's revered around the world. So with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with our CEO, Natalie Flecker, on the line. Natalie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So tell us about the Manizer Radio, Manizer Mines Radio. Crowd set new records, and we have a new champion in town.
We sure do, yes. Boston Leather, he's sort of just coming out of the juniors into his first open, and took home the mighty open bull ride buckle, which is pretty exciting.
Now, 18-year-old, that's a pretty young age for a cowboy to win three events. It's records in three events, yes?
Yeah, it really is. So, he certainly sort of, I guess, come out of the chutes from nowhere, really. Very proud, and I think he's very proud, and obviously up there with the best who have been able to take home not only the buckle but also the.
Now, is he a local boy? Is he based in Manizer?
No, he's actually not a local boy. He is from Calliope.
Okay, thank you. Yep.
So Queensland based.
Okay, lovely. Fantastic. So tell us a bit about Manizer Rodeo, for those who don't know. Bigger than Ben-Hur. Now, I'm a Murray from the Curry, so I went to Rodeo back in the days when it was out in the sticks in the woods, but it's over there near the race course now. So tell us about the event, how long you've been CEO, and give us a bit of shed some light on this fantastic event.
Yeah, well, it's the largest rodeo in the Southern Hemisphere. Yes. We've got a prize pool of over $300,000, which our cowboys and cowgirls buy for each year, not alongside also wanting to take home that buckle, which is really, it's one of the buckles that if you're into rodeoing, that's the buckle that you want to take home.
Yes. So it's one of the biggest event in the country, you would say. One of the biggest rodeo in Australia.
Yeah, it's the largest rodeo in the Southern Hemisphere and absolutely the largest in Australia.
Okay.
And we've now turned into a 9-day festival. So it's certainly just getting bigger and bigger each year and going from strength to strength.
And so how long have you been CEO?
Yeah, I've been CEO and lucky enough to be CEO for 10 years. So I've just completed my 10th event, which
good girl. Congratulations.
I'm pretty proud of.
You're still riding him cowboy there, aren't you?
They keep coming back. So we must be doing something right, hey?
Yeah, exactly. So what about our First Nation cowboys? Plenty of them at the range, and you have an event prior to that, to the Manizer Rodeo, an Indigenous event, is that right?
Yeah, so for the second time, we held the Manizer Mines Indigenous Rodeo Championships.
Good.
And again, another really special event. We welcomed over 119 competitors on the Thursday night. Not only did we have rodeo, but we also had cultural dance. And something I just thought was just, so special was the local Kunjalela girls actually featured some of their fashion on the first of having a fashion parade in the runway of the red dirt. So, yeah, it was really special.
So it creates a beautiful platform for all facets in regard to, well, rodeo, you know, horses and cattle, entertainment, art, all the above.
Absolutely. It's a real celebration, I think, of that special connection that the Indigenous people have to the stock and to the land, and for us to be able to showcase that on a platform at a national level, you know, I think is something that's really special, and certainly something as a team that we want to see grow and just get bigger and bigger each year.
Exactly. So with it being one of the biggest rodeos in the Southern Hemisphere and coming to Mount Isa, that's got to be a good draw card for local businesses, accommodation, restaurants and all the above.
Yeah, absolutely. It's over, you know, there's an injection of over $10 million to the economy from the Mount Isa Mines Rodeo. You know, that's based on last year's figures, and I'm hoping that we crack that this year and make it even bigger once we get those final results. I know that the Thursday night was a bumper crowd, and it was certainly bigger than 2022. And on Saturday, our announcers have said to us that they've never seen a crowd so big. Good. And they've got a bird's eye view, right,
in the
middle of the arena. Looking back at that crowd, they said they've never seen a crowd so big on a Saturday. So people came out in droves to, you know, to connect with other people and to have a good time, get a bit of dust on their feet and all over us, I tell you. It was certainly the dustiest rodeo I think I've ever been at.
Well, you're going to have dust. Dust goes with it, comes with the event. So what about for young Boston Leather now? Does he head off to the next event? I mean, does he go international? We're talking Canada. They have a big rodeo.
Yeah, look, we'd certainly love to see that. And I think now that the borders have reopened and all of that travel's happening again, that, you know, we'd like to see those exchanges come back together. I think Boston will probably head now to the Elite Rodeo, which is the next rodeo on the program in Townsville. And then, of course, he'll be lining up for not only Warwick, which is the most famous rodeo, but then he'll also hopefully be heading to the national finals, because once you win that sort of prize money in Mount Isa, it pretty much guarantees you a spot in the national finals. So I'm sure he'll be working hard to take home that national buckle.
Fantastic. And before I let you go, what about our Deadly Sisters out there? What events were for ladies, and who stood out in Mount Isa Rodeo, Mount Isa Mines Rodeo for 2023?
Well, it was so exciting. We had a record number of female entries this year. So, you know, one of our favourites, of course, is Jane Ryan, who is married to our announcer, Aaron Ryan. She took away the breakaway roping. And Leanne Caban. Leanne Caban won the barrel racing, and she also took out the all-round cowgirl. So, you know, two really wonderful examples of women in rodeo taking home those buckles and the prize money.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing, and big shout-out to all your team. And year next year, what's the month, the dates that the rodeo happens out at Mount Isa?
It's the second weekend of August each year. The 8th to the 11th next year, 2024. Put it on your calendars.
Yep. Lock it out.
Kick it off your bucket list, and we'll see you all here then.
Natalie, you take care. All the best. Keep smiling, sister.
Thank you. See you later. Bye. Bye-bye.
Diddly yarn there. That's Natalie Flecker, CEO of Mount Isa Mines Rodeo. 2023, done and dusted for this year. Yeah, but the second week of August. So do check that for next year, day claimer, and make it happen, you mob. And if you haven't been to a rodeo, go to the biggest one in Southern Hemisphere, and that's at the Mount Isa Rodeo. Up the road there from Cloncurry, Murray from the Curry here, your Diddly host for your Diddly program, National Talk Black. All ears here on that Diddly program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, welcome Black Delhi program. Reggae music there, Saltwater Band, Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry of National Talk Black. Delhi number there, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with you. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, Trevor. Yourself good?
I'm good. Good morning to you. What's your yarn about, brother?
I've got something new that's come up. It's been 3 1/4 years since I lost my big love there.
Yeah, your lady, yes.
And I've had no car for 15 months.
Yep.
And I've got the car going and I'm trying to do the cemetery now.
Yes.
And I've had the memorial sitting at home for 15 months while I've had no car. And we've had 3 weeks rain.
Yep.
And then Monday morning, all blue skies. We're happy here now a bit.
Good to see that big golden thing in the sky. Took a photo of that sun and put that picture on my tree at home. Forgot what it looked like.
Sunset dreaming, brother.
Sunset dreaming. Yes.
I go down to Green Patch in the afternoon and watch the sunset. It's my rituals.
Yeah,
but
good.
The flies, that's still going. Anyway, I thought Monday morning I promised myself I have to make get these permanent crosses into the ground. They're aluminium crosses.
Yeah.
And so I get an over there and I'm digging a small hole at the back of the existing wooden cross in the cemetery. And I just got to start picking. And I'm digging out a small square hole. It's just a post hole and drop it in and cement it. That's it.
Yeah, beautiful.
So I'm digging away there and then a council worker come across, there's a council yard across the road from the cemetery, come across and said, oh, they said they see someone digging over here. And I said, yeah, I'm putting in a couple of crosses, mine, and that was my promise. I'd be buried next to her and I bought 2 blocks and I want to put her cross in first. And the guy said to me, well, they're not approved by the council. It started, mate. Mm. I mean, there I am in there doing my duty and I'm being harassed.
Yeah.
For a cross, which is, now, I think what's behind it all, and there's a lot of other stuff in this, is the fact that if you do an aluminium cross, which can be done economical for people, and it's permanent, it's competition against the masons, the stonemasons. You understand what I'm saying?
Which is probably a $10,000 mark.
You got it, brother, and I've got 2 done for under $1,000, you know?
Yeah.
So it's putting the power to the people, what I'm doing, and it's not my idea. We've got one other brother in the mill. He's a boilermaker too. I didn't weld these. I had them professionally done, and he already put one up for a twinny we lost a few years ago, and it's permanent and cemented in. And they were special twins too because they shared the same birthday as my love there. And so we've had one in place, but nothing's been said. Mm. That one was painted, and we're going to leave it unpainted. They'll shine in the moonlight.
So
but anyway.
You need a permit to do so, and by the sounds of it, you as an individual can't put the cross in yourself. It's got to be done by the council. Is that right? What I'm understanding?
No, it has to be approved by the council. Well, what is there not to approve? It's a bloody cross. It's sacrilege what they're doing. That's my duty to look after them. You know, they say till death do you part, but one of us is still living. Love's alive, mate. And I'm still fighting for someone's rights to have a decent marker. And we're not rich. I'm on a pension.
Sure, exactly.
Still
trying to
do miracles, brother. So I couldn't get on yesterday. And then I finished the job and I put a star picket in, freshly painted white one, and it's got red tape around the top like a barber. You can't miss it.
Mm.
But there's no danger there because I'm a tradesman too, you know. And so,
if you've got the monument, if you've got the cross, then go do the permit, but get them to put the cross in, the cross that you purchased. There shouldn't be no to that.
Yeah, what happened to the separation of powers between government and church, you know? I mean, those rules, they say that's the council ground. I said, I bought that ground.
Yeah,
it's the only bloody land rights we're going to get, you know?
Yeah, and you're not harming the grave. You're not harming any other grave, and you're putting a cross up for your loved one.
Yeah, and I'm in line, you know. I've laid keels for boats, you know, in marine work. I'm within my limits on the block that I purchased, and it's like I'm building a house here or something. You've got to have, you know, council this and that. For a cross, mate, it's gone too far.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not
so a big Christian. You didn't happen to put the cross up then because the council worker wouldn't allow you to do that without a permit?
No, with the ground's hard, mate. I've got to dig a 4-foot deep hole 1 foot square. So when a 4-inch cross goes in, it's got 4 inches of concrete around it. And I'm counting the buckets of soil as I'm digging them out with a cup now. I've got my arm down the hole. I'm a one-man band, brother.
Yeah, brother, I hear you. But you still sounds like, well, you do have to go through the so-called council process to go get a permit.
Oh, mate, I'm just being harassed in a redneck town because they know I'm protesting down there. It's been in the paper before. They wouldn't let me prepay my own internment. That's when they dig the hole and bury you. They wouldn't allow me to pay that in advance because they don't know how much it will cost when that time comes, you know, because of inflation. I mean, the rules and regulations for a bloke to go and put a cross up, and I've got to do my own. No one wants my job. I've got to do my own, and I'm being harassed.
Well, boy, I mean, it sounds the thing. You've got to put your own cross up too when you pass.
I've got two here, mate.
Yes.
You know, I got them from the engineering shop, and I had no car, and I said to the fella, oh, I know I'm going to get them home. I might have to carry them. I said, I don't know about carrying two crosses up the street. He reckoned, not a good look.
Not a good, no, that's right.
Yeah. I'm on top of it, but this is really important for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
And we shouldn't, because they said to me also, all those other ones with the wooden crosses and the white boards around them, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, go through that process and let us know what the deal is and what is the cost for a permit. And if they give you the thumbs up, the AOK, can you put the cross up?
It's not a cost, it's approval.
Approval.
Yeah, I mean,
do you know what the cost is for that, for approval?
No, I don't think there's any cost. Okay. But I just should be allowed to do it without being harassed.
Yeah.
And something else I wanted to say, it's the times are changing. You know, it's not all done in stone now. There's brass plaques on the ground.
Mm.
And one other brother made it. I didn't even know he did that. I'm a boilermaker too. And I thought I had the same. It must have been in the back of my mind that I'd seen an aluminium one. And I had that for her.
Yeah.
And I wanted to add the parts on there too, but my car, 15 months of trouble trying to get a car going. I didn't get that. I can get the crosses in and I can get the other things added on later on. But I'm 75 now, Trev.
Yeah, brother, you know? Yes.
I had a match on a Monday morning and I'm being harassed in Redneck Wonderland here by the Cairns City Council that's taken the land off us, Gingy Mob up at Goldsborough Valley, which shut the river down here. All our people care, lots of family groups, and it's cold in the River Red, brother. And this is Mulgrave. We've got no Curtis Pitt MP. He's gone walkabout, you know. I mean, why isn't that in the news? We're at the end of the road up here in Cairns, and it's so suppressed, and there's no law, you know. And so thank you for your time. It's an ongoing
situation. Let us know how you go with your approved.
I'm not going to bother, mate. I don't, you know, they've got their white council, we've got our black council, and we've got our own way. And if they want a treaty, they want to leave us alone and leave all the mob down the river camped alone too, because they're doing hard time. We're all doing hard time.
We are. Thank you, my brother. Well, thoughts are going out, prayers going out with you. Be strong, brother, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thanks, Trev.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Gibbs there. And yeah, knowing what the situation is there, got to get approval from the council to do that. I want to know how that works and can he lay the cross, dig the cross for his other half? How does all that work? And if anyone knows, give us a call. But it's still emotional. Of course, there's putting your loved one to rest and then putting up the grave size and the monument. There it is, a sad process. But do let us know how that goes, Tony Gibbs, and anyone knows this process of it, give us a call here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Ooh. Ooh. Me plumb at the work, the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it, bite them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface, saw it work. We don't make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it. You must have been me, Sambala Ryan. At the car rip, Akamasi Island. Born and bred where Kyoto Island. Busy not to fly, must fly go by again. Another after envy, full blood, new in mind. Now the after MB cell come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now Zulai 1 sends a light blown turtle straight island.
I matter ya new bad when after we come. After matter make it dance, after make it the marker. And man no understand, when we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun, fun. Them come on, see some snagga band. Woman naga man, bullet no got no gun. I mean no got hand to command. Man from make it wrong decision. Them kind, but we no sabe see that matter work. The make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, bite them in the surface of a world. With the make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be worth, we saw it work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, bite them in the surface of a world. With the make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be worth, we saw it. Bamba, you go walk, but not sabe where you from. Mata love and pay respects to those before us. Pass them go from diver to a dove now. Look your bub, sign up the gubba gub. Mata listen club, them kind was a mara. Bala make it damn kind, you gon' mata stop. Bombay them kind was a kuyur password walk now. Then kind was a spia password woomara. How mata ya new bad when out there we come. Out there mata make it work, make him sign up to sun down. Make it plenty pound, diver mata down. When he selling them, but keep it the millions, hundreds and thousands. Them kind was a wedding naga vow. Boti naga bow, farmer naga no cow. Lawyer speaking all out, Bogani go pop. From sissy walk up from inside south. Then now, but we no sabe see them at the world. With them make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, bite them in the surface of a world. With them make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be with, we sabe world. With them make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, bite them in the surface of a world. With them making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be worth, we saw it. Plamata work. Me plamata work. With them making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, bite them in the surface of a world. With them making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be worth, we saw it work. With them making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, bite them in the surface of a world. With them making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be worth, we saw it.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1800 422 416.
Never forget, that's Duara, and that's Never Forget here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trevor Murray from the Curry coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bunbury Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. We've got Wichwa Yarning up next, and that's with Edmonton Police. And we've got Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, who I believe is still up north. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well, brother. How are you travelling? And where are you?
Travelling okay. Still at Bamaga Station.
Bamaga Station. That's right. Thank you very much. And last time we spoke, your first week on the job there, spoke to the two PLOs, and a great conversation there, brother.
Yeah. They're travelling well as well.
Fantastic. Now, yarn today is noise abatement direction. Share the information with us. What is noise abatement direction?
Yeah, so look, it's not isolated to any single community in our state in Queensland or for that matter throughout Australia. The people like their loud music, you know.
Party mode.
They crank their stereos on. Different times of the day has different effects on your neighbours. So,
yes.
You know, if you've got the Bummer Biffra tune belting out at 10 o'clock in the morning, I don't think anyone's going to sort of...
Or even 4 o'clock in the morning if it's Bummer Biffra, it's all good.
That's it, yeah.
State law.
Matty's music there, mate. People like hearing that and crank it up. At 10 o'clock at night, it becomes a bit more of a problem. And that's when police normally get called to these sorts of jobs to just get people to turn the sound down.
That's even if there's a public holiday next day or the weekend. During the week, of course, it's probably not a good idea, but tell us the rules of engagement, so to speak.
Yeah, look, we'll start with Queensland. So it pretty well is any time of the day that noise is deemed to be excessive. Okay, so Queensland doesn't actually have a time of day.
Okay.
Many of the other states and territories do that. They actually have stated times and days in their legislation. Our state
doesn't. So we've got a thumbs up in Queensland to party any time.
Well, a thumbs up to party any time, thumbs down for the noise. So.
Okay, thank you.
And that becomes confusing for people because sometimes on the rumour mill we may know some people from interstate. And they'll tell their relatives or friends that, look, you can play music up till 10 o'clock, say, or you can play it on a Sunday. And that confusion sets in with Queensland, where all we're interested in is whether the noise is excessive.
Yes.
And it doesn't really matter what time or day or night that's happening.
Okay, rightio. So, and with a party going on, police officers may turn up at 10 o'clock to say, okay, time to... Well, not close down, but turn it down,
correct, yeah. And the important thing to know here is the police may enter the premises without a warrant. These are the ones that frustrate me a lot is when we attend a job and we actually, we're there for the noise, we enter the address, and then people are telling us that we need a warrant to be on the address. That's definitely not the case.
Okay.
So we can enter without the warrant.
Okay, no warrant needed in Queensland for noise abatement direction, is that right?
Exactly, yep.
Okay.
So, and, you know, that's when people, if they obstruct police, they're committing an offence. So,
well, there you go.
So
we're having this conversation, we're letting people know, especially in the state of Queensland, that you don't need a warrant for police officer walking just to close the, turn the music down. But when people want to argue against the police officers, well, they're not knowing the law. And you're saying the law
And they're the
unnecessary
arrests proceedings that we take against people is when they don't fully understand that police are actually exercising a power lawfully.
Okay. Okay.
And then we end up with the arrest. You know, we don't want that to happen. So that's one message I want to get out today.
Sure.
Police don't need that warrant.
In Queensland. And it's different in other states, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to check with your states, but
yep.
Certainly that's the case in Queensland.
All right, lovely. Thank you. Now, when we're talking noise, we're talking music and noise abatement direction, but what about stuff like motorbikes, for example?
Yeah, exactly. So that's another noise that can actually annoy people. And yes, they can make complaints about motorcycles. Look, it's pretty well the same direction that police give to abate the noise, or the abate means to stop the noise.
Okay.
It's just the actual time frame that the direction's given for changes with a motorcycle to a amplified music.
Sure. Yep.
Yep. So, but the failing to comply with the direction is going to be the same. So
yes.
The maximum penalty is 10 penalty units in Queensland. I know you're going to ask me how much is a penalty unit. And
thank you.
I'm not going to give you the answer to that because I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
Look, it's a lot. You don't want the fine.
Sure,
exactly. If we can prevent the fine, that's what we want to do. That's how
well, if you're not committing the crime, then you don't need to know about the 10 penalty units.
yeah. So look the way that the mechanics of this happens is police will turn up to your address. They'll give you the direction, okay? So if it's for a motorcycle, it's going to be for 48 hours, but that noise doesn't emit from that address. If it's amplified music, it's going to be 96 hours after the direction's given.
Okay.
That no music is played at the address.
Yes.
So if you comply with that direction, that's the end of it. You don't see police again, and you haven't committed any offence, and everyone's happy. You know, neighbours are happy.
Sure.
You realise that you've just upset someone. If you don't comply with the direction, that's when police will come and take enforcement action, whether it's an infringement notice that we can write or send you to court for the matter. For disobeying that direction, you know, but we don't want to get to that. We want people
sure.
to comply. One of the questions I get asked frequently when we give the direction is, how about if I just turn that music down now?
Mm.
Look, if we come back to the address and the noise is at a different level, but we're still saying that it's excessive,
yep.
That doesn't matter. You haven't complied with the direction. So I'm always of the mind that they should turn the music off for that 96 hours, and then they're completely in the clear with police enforcement.
Mm, sure.
You know, so it's very hard, though. I agree with some parties to try and get the crowd at the party to...
Yeah. Well, I will say this. Most parties that I've been to over my lifetime, party, hard music, jam, shake booty, whatever, and when you go to slow down, well, you slow down with slow songs.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then they're like sing-along songs, whether it be, yeah. you know, Charlie Pride or, you know, like, you know,
yeah.
Charlie Rich, what have you, you know, country
yeah.
music, or if not, slow jams, R&B. They're slower, quiet music anyway, usually, when you don't just go heavy metal and then switch off 3 o'clock in the morning on a heavy metal song.
No.
And go to sleep. You know,
not.
You wind down, don't you?
Yeah, but the issue here is the direction's being given. So,
yes.
You know, the person who the direction's given to, they'll become responsible for
okay.
that music. But the penalty units or the fines can also be given to someone that's at the party that knows that a direction's been given.
Okay.
And they're playing with the stereo. So, you know, really it's just a point of just turning that music down, you know, with that period of...
So when the direction's given to an individual... An individual accepts that. If
yes.
police come back the second time, they speak to that individual.
Yes, that's
is that right?
Yep. And it is normally the
house owner.
Someone who lives at that address.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. Okay.
But look, if the person that lives at that address isn't present, we would look for someone in charge of the party
or the music. Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Yep.
And if you put yourself forward, then you're the one we're coming back to if that's the case. And if so, you're the one we're finding.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay, all right, there you go.
There you go. So, and look, and another message that we need to get through is that police don't need to receive a complaint from another member of the public
okay.
About that noise. So,
so if you do a drive-by and you're thinking, hey, that's too loud, it's an yep. hour ago, we told them to turn it in, then you'll make the move.
Exactly, yeah. And okay. look, a lot of people do the right thing and they register their parties with police.
Yeah.
And they've gone and door-knocked their neighbours, and everyone
yes.
in that neighbourhood is accepting of the noise.
Yes.
You know, hopefully they're all at your party if you're friendly enough.
Friendly enough, that's right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but it may be the case that police are driving past and thinking this is excessive. Maybe people in that street won't be bothered by it, but maybe people in the next street maybe.
Yeah.
So, look, it's just a point of listening to what police are saying and abiding by the directions.
Yes.
And trying to keep everything out of courts and out of the fines.
Rightio, fantastic. So the big thing I picked up here, and I didn't know, that, police officers in Queensland don't need a warrant to go through to the house to let them know to turn the music down. Yes, and people want to argue the point, you need a warrant. Well, no, actually, you do not. Not in Queensland.
No. Okay. And look, if people want to be specific, that power comes from the Police Powers and Responsibilities Act.
Yep.
And that's what gives us the power to enter without a warrant.
Okay.
For these matters.
Beautiful. Okay, so there's no noise up in Bemmick at the moment. You enjoying your time up there, my friend?
Look, I am. I just wish the fish were on the bite a little bit better. I haven't been able to land one yet. So.
That's not part of the job description, Glenn.
I know, yeah. So in my time off, I don't mind flicking a lure around, but I had to sit there and wait for the tide to go out the other day just to retrieve my brand new lure from a log. So.
Yeah, well, you be careful of them big lizards up there, brother. They'll eat a senior sergeant officer as well. I want you to know that.
No discretion there, mate. They'll certainly have a chew on me. So, yeah, mate, I had to wait for the tide to go right out before I was.
And when do you head home, Glenn? How long are you up there for?
Look, so I'm up in Bamiga for another few weeks yet.
Yes.
Back in Cairns for the Indigenous Mayors Conference.
Okay, lovely. Yes, yes.
And then I'm back up here again for another couple of weeks. So, yeah, I'm not quite halfway yet.
Okay, well, hang in there. Enjoy the journey. And you know the mob up there anyway. And big shout out to our PLOs up there too, brother.
No worries, yep.
Take care, Glenn.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate. There we have it, Glenn, Sergeant Glenn Deloy. Glenn, you got a Glenn. Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy, Edmonton based, but he's up there acting at the moment, Sergeant, for a couple of weeks. And we had a yarn with him on Witcher Yarning every Wednesday. And well, he's up there, so we're having a yarn with him up there. But we had a yarn with him last week and spoke to our two police liaison officers, male and female. Mal been on the job there for 5 years, and Missy, they've been there only 6 months, I think it was. So, look, fantastic, doing a great job, and good to be having yarn with Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy. Big shout out to the Edmonton Police. And wherever you are, yeah, I always say life is simple, people complicated. We've got rules to abide by, and if we abide by the rules, everyone's safe, and the rules and the law is there to keep us all safe. That's what it's all about. Have you saying yarn up strong, and we'll yarn soon. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
You G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning service, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Badra here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got Tony Gibbs back on. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, mate. I'm good. I was real happy when I said first part this morning. Mm. I listened to the Police there about music. Yes. I'm a musician. I want to, speaking up for music lovers.
Yes.
I go down to Green Patch, and I've got a lot of pre-recorded Aboriginal music, and there's a big camping area there. The wagon train of people on the road and all sort of circumstances, and there's the rest area, and then on the top, we normally sit up there, and I play a lot of Murray music quite loud, and I jam along it with the guitar. It's like karaoke, but not singing, playing the guitar to it. It's band practice.
And what time
for me,
do you do this usually, Tony?
I normally go down in the afternoon and put the flyers up and sunset dreaming there, okay. Look at the sun go down over the valley and think of better days. And people see the flyers, and then I just sit there and play music. We're maintaining a presence in our mobs below down in the riverbank there, and we've got a couple of big camps, and we're getting ready for maybe the Cairns to come and take the water from the river, you know, steal the land. They want to steal the river now.
And that's the yard that's happening, exactly, yeah. So it's mellow music is what I'm picking up, Tony. I mean, you're not in there creating a havoc with the music.
No, mate. When I go down, I went down there yesterday, a fella said to me, you're going to play your guitar again? I said, oh, I've got a broken string at the moment, and I tied a couple together. And they like the music,
yeah.
And I play music, and I play along with it. And when I play in public, well, that makes me... I had guitars before, woman, and I've gone back to guitar, but, you know, it's my company.
Yeah.
And so... if you play in public, well, you can't make mistakes, and it makes you improve yourself. It's your own discipline.
Mm.
And we play music, and our mob down here, and they play music, and there's this sound bank barrier. And Saturday night, yeah, I'll play music pretty loud at 10 o'clock, or Saturday night, even later. And if we've got a big mob up there, well, we will play music because we are home. We're in the riverbed, you know. We're in two worlds. They leave me at home in my cave. I go down and visit them. I had a good day down there with yesterday, and they're telling me they don't want crocodiles in the river. Mm. They don't want them. And I said, well, you make flyers, you know. You've got to come from Murray, Migley, you can't do everything.
Exactly.
And yes, so what are we talking about? Oh, sorry, mate. And the music. And we play music, and we've never had any paid complaints. I'm like a DJ in the park at the top, and people play music because all the travellers are frightened. They like a bit of noise, and they all come out, and the lights go on, and the kids are skateboarding around. They love music.
Mm.
But you'll get the odd arsehole that will come along. One come along to me, oh, big, heavy, oh, you didn't want to see it. And I think it's Saturday night, mate, and it's a long weekend, you know.
And then
I turn the music on, and Tom Petty come on. I went back down. I think the whole park was laughing because I just You just sit there, mate. You just sit there because we will maintain a presence. And that's a treaty. We're not breaking any laws, human rights laws. They're homeless, but they're home on the river. Mm. And the river will flush them out. And that's why we want the cars down there. Then they can rescue their equipment. But we can't get our cars to the river for what this council has done.
Exactly.
So they're there all the time maintaining. And they play music and they drink and whatever. They're not drinking at all. And they can do it. And they're doing the same thing. And the travellers are doing the same thing. But we're separated by a big bank and a sound barrier, you know. And so no one's interfering with everybody. And everybody gets on except for the odd, well, you know, that's rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly. As long as there's mellow music, but I hear what you're saying, and music creates a nice atmosphere, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, and some people just unnecessarily call the police, and if the police come to the party and they say, oh, you haven't got a warrant, and they're a bit, you know, they've had a few.
They need a warrant, we just found out.
Yeah, but you can't argue with people when they're drinking, you know, and they won't listen, and that's when people get locked up, and then God knows what happens to them, you know?
Escalates, doesn't it?
It escalates, brother. Yeah.
Brother, okay. Brother, beautiful. Thanks for the yarn, my brother.
You too.
And good luck. We'll keep us posted regarding cross for your lady there, please. For
yeah, that's
person.
Ongoing, mate. Everything's ongoing, and I'm not hogging the airways, but if I hear it.
All good.
If I've got the room, I'll get on. Thanks.
Thanks, brother. Tony Gibbs coming back for a second yarn, and, yeah, look, fantastic. National Talk Black, 1 hour program.